D-Radio Wissen.
The Majority Says sind heute bei uns zu Gast bei D-Radio Wissen. Hanna, Timo und Jonathan. Eigentlich sind sie zu sechst, aber jetzt sind die drei bei mir zum Interview, werden aber auch gleich noch einen Akustik-Song spielen für uns. So, it's really a pleasure that you're here and you're a six-piece group. Hanna, you joined the band in 2011.
Yeah.
What have you heard about the band before you joined them?
Actually, I didn't know them at all. I think I should have heard something because they're from almost the same area, but I didn't know them.
You started the band also, Jonathan. What have you done before 2011, before the others joined you?
Before 2011, we recorded some EPs and we fooled around with music in different genres and styles. And in 2011, we kind of found Hanna and Axel on the bass. And ever since then, I think we had a more pop rock sound, and that's the point where we became The Majority Says for real, kind of.
Because now on August 22nd, your debut album came out, at least the official debut album, because you recorded also an album before. But Timo, what really has changed when this new album now was recorded?
I think the difference between the albums was like this. This album is we're every single person, like we're this band, which is now did the whole album together from the start till the end.
Hanna, what was it like for you to record these songs and to play with these guys?
It was a really different situation because it was in the middle of the recording when I came, and everything was new. I hadn't been in a studio before, and hadn't done anything with music, actually, so it was really different.
So you never sung before on a recording on any...
No, just for myself.
Okay, and how did you guys find out that she is a good singer?
I think we found...
It was her. A video clip.
Ah!
Yeah, was it?
Yeah,
it so was. The internet helped again.
Yeah, kind of.
We were in a bit stressful situation because we were just to record the new album, and our lead singer before chose to go another way, actually. So we were in a hurry to find another singer. So we fooled around on the internet and found a video clip with Hanna and thought that the voice could be really cool.
So Hanna... Tell us about this video clip. Why did you choose to put it on the internet? Were you looking for a band to become a singer?
No, actually, it was like a TV thing, or
like a casting show?
Yeah, almost like a casting show, and it was like 2 years old, just for fun, you know.
Mm-hmm. So are you now a little bit embarrassed because of that? Because right now it seems to me that you're not so happy that this clip is in the internet. Is it still
You can find it. No, I'm not embarrassed about it. You know, it was a fun thing and I was like 16 and it doesn't matter that much. It led to this, so I'm happy about it.
Exactly, because, I mean, this is the way how the six of you come together. And now you are on a supporting tour with Philipp Poisel, who is really big in Germany. People love him. And I think his sound and your sound really fit very well together. What are your really experiences so far when you play as a support group in front of him?
We're not used to these, like, big shows yet. It's really big audiences. All the things around, it's very, you know, big. And but he's very nice to us and kind, you know.
What I've heard that there are some bands who play as a support act that they have to pay money that they go on tour with him. Is this the case for you as well, or do you get paid?
I think with Philipp Poisel was is a bit special because his manager and Philip himself was actually listening to us and thought that they wanted to have us on the tour with them. And we all think that's really, really cool. And we appreciate that they want that. We actually only pay for ourselves and then we are invited to them.
Okay, so but you do not get paid, right? I mean, you really have to earn your money other ways.
Yeah.
Yes, we all have different ways to earn money to live for right now. But I think if we just continue, you know, and work hard, I think things will sort out and we will be able to live for this.
Because what I just read, that you also earn money with your music. There were some advertisement campaigns who chose your music to use. Was this something what you said, yes, of course, we're going to do it because we do get some money for it? Or were you thinking, I don't know if this product is really so good? Were there a lot of discussion in the band?
No, I think this commercial was for a film channel. And I think it's a good thing. It's not like you don't want to get connected to it. And I think it's good so people can hear your song.
Because a lot of bands do it and they really break through because of that. So how much did it help you so far? Do you have an idea yet?
It helped us a lot, actually, because we reached so many people with our music. And I think it's cool to cooperate, like someone wants to do a commercial and we want to do music. And if we can combine that, that's awesome.
There are so many bands who try to break through, who really want to stick out of the crowd. Did you have a master plan when you really sit together? I mean, when you started like this in 2011, but then I guess there was a little bit of a development, but did you really think about, we're going to do this and this and this, and then maybe we will be successful?
Of course, we can tell the secrets behind it, because that's not cool. But we can, I think with the music, it's if you know that you're doing great music, which you feel like comfortable with, I think it's no problem to stick out from the crowd, I think. It's just do it and it will break, I think.
Hannah, was there a certain moment while or when you were thinking, now we made it, now we really can break through, or it really felt like this is special now? What was this moment?
I don't know. I think it's quite near from now, actually, because it's always like it develops all the time, you know, But now I think we started to realize it because we're doing so much more around it, like interviews, and we play more and much more interest around it. So,
what will happen next? I mean, what are your plans really for the near future? Now it's summer 2014. What will happen till Christmas?
We will end this tour with Philip Poisel. And then we will like write music in between. Then we're going for a tour in Germany and Netherlands and Sweden as well.
So did a dream come true for you, Hannah, now really living this pop star, rock star lifestyle?
You know, it wasn't a dream for me, but I really enjoy it. I think it's really cool and I like it a lot.
And what's it like really to travel by yourself as a girl with all these guys? Is that fun?
Yeah, you know, I'm very used to it, so it's nothing special to me. You know, we meet each other like every day, so it's not like I think about it that way.
Then all the best to you. Thanks for being here, and looking forward to see you live one day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Die Radio Wissen.